Good morning. It is 8:38 here on the Mighty 690, and we continue more information from the Interstate Fair and Rodeo as things are really getting cranked up, of course, here early in the week. We have Marty Hill joining us in studio. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning, James. How are you today?
How you doing? Well, so
perfect.
It is great to have you along here, and it's really exciting to have Fair Week finally here, and we know it's hot, and we have a rain chance, so that's why we know it's Fair Week.
It's Fair Week. You know, they always say Fair Week's fun week here in Coffeeville.
It sure is. So on the way tonight, we have the bake sale, this auction that's coming up. For folks who maybe have not heard of this before, maybe they've never been to it, can you tell us a little bit about what goes on here on a Monday?
Absolutely, James. So they open it back up to an open class now, and they put everybody into this open class. And they've expected, they told me today, that they have close to 500 entries. And then we'll take the top approximately 75 of them entries, and they'll be on the auction block tonight. So we have an opportunity to come out and support the kids and support the open contestants for the auction here this evening. It's a fun time. The funnest time is the 4-H kids and things, of course, you know, the younger ones. They get up there, they make it entertaining, and it's really exciting to watch them as they grow throughout the years and enter their cakes and their cookies and things. So it's a pretty neat deal.
So I know that they've in the past, they've got, you know, it's a kind of a whole range now this year of anyone who can enter in these baked goods, right?
Absolutely. And there's quite a few good chefs here in the Coffeeville, Kansas listening area, and it makes it pretty fun. And I mean, all it's good for all the businesses to come out and support. A lot of them do. So I mean, you know, if you're looking for something to keep in the office for tomorrow morning or out through the week, tonight's a good night to stock your office up, make your employees happy, and you know, I'll be sure and announce your business after you buy. So it'd be a fun evening tonight.
Well, that is great. And I've been to, you know, events where there's a silent auction, say for a cake or a pie, but I've never actually seen a live auction like this. I know people do it, but it's kind of unique to be able to actually do it for the baked goods.
It is, and you interact with the people a lot better, and I like to interact with the kids as well, the contestants as well, and just makes it for a fun evening. And I'm glad you brought that up, James, because they are going to incorporate, I believe, a silent auction, starting it back up. So tonight at 5:00, the doors open. So I'm sure the silent auction will start then as well with a few of the other items. And like I said, we have approximately 75 live items. So it's going to be a fun, entertaining evening.
So how did you get started doing this auction?
Just participation, just being in the auction business. Mm-hmm. And
I said, hey, we need you to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I don't ever meet a stranger. So I just make it fun and entertaining. And I will pick on you. I will incorporate you into the auction setting. So.
Well, I think honestly, that's one of the best things about an auction is that interaction that you get to have, the little jokes you get to crack with the audience and that sort of thing. That's what keeps people coming back for stuff like this, because it's supposed to be fun.
That's right. It's entertaining. Got to get them entertained. Got to get them to open their checkbooks. You know what I say?
That's right. So I'm sure that you know, there's a wide range of what things will go for. But do you have folks helping you out, telling you, you know, what's what, that sort of thing? Sometimes you gotta maybe guess on some of these more exotic items.
Well, that's why I like to entertain. I like to ask the contestants, you know, what ingredients are in it, you know, how they make it, what it take to make it, and things like that. So, and it also helps the crowd know what they're bidding on, so they get a good opportunity. And I always, of course, you know, if it's cookies, I always say approximately how many cookies are in the tray and try to get them shown off. But yeah,
that's great.
Makes it fun, entertaining evening. And just like I said, lots of opportunities, and there's a wide variety. You'll have breads, cakes, cookies. You'll have everything in there. Photography they're doing this year, too, as well. There's photography entries as well. So.
And so where does the proceeds from this go to?
Well, that's a good question as well. Coffeeville Interstate Fair and Rodeo only withholds 5% of the earnings, and 95% go back to the contestants, which I think is phenomenal.
That is fantastic. So it's going to be a great time. Again, when does this all start here tonight?
Doors open at 5:00. Auction starts promptly at 5:30.
Fantastic. So you want to be there. When folks come in, do they have bidder numbers that they grab, that sort of thing?
You see the girls at the desk, they'll be sure and write your name down, hand you a bidder number. But of course, with that, I do have bidder number sheets. They give me the sheets. So if I call your bidder number, I will look on the sheet and see who you're represented by, and I will announce that as well.
Wonderful. So it'll be a great time. Hope folks can stop on by and check it out. And again, that's over in the rec center.
Right? Yeah, over in the rec center. Just invite them all. It's a fun, entertaining evening. I hope a lot of people come out to enjoy it.
Well, that's great. It's going to be a good time. And then I understand, too, there's going to be some more entertainment after the bake sale wraps up here a little later in the evening.
Yes, there is. There's going to be a street dance over in front of the livestock barns. Charlie Horse is going to be the band. So after the livestock or after the auction, the bake sale auction, right in front of the livestock barns, you'll be able to have a street dance and get to listen to some live music.
Well, that is fantastic. It's going to be a great time. So hope folks can stop on by. Now, do you have anything else that you're going to be taking part in the fair this year? Any of the livestock parts, or are you just sticking to the cookies?
I'm going to be helping with the livestock auction as well. So at the end of the premium sale on Friday, I will be there helping with that as well.
Okay, so we're going to see hopefully here tonight if I can make it on down there. And then, of course, we'll see on Friday as we broadcast that live as well. It's always a great time. That is one marathon event over there for the livestock sale, too. I know that's a fan favorite.
Absolutely it is. You can come out and see all the exhibits and walk around, see all the animals. And come on by and see me today, James. I'd love to send you home with some cookies or a cake.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see what we can do. So, sir, we really appreciate you coming on by. Look forward to seeing you out at the fair. Anything else as we wrap up, sir?
That's it, James. Just like I said, get ready for a fun week. It's fair week in Coffeyville.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate it. That is auctioneer Marty Hill here on the Mighty 690. With that, we do have a few minutes here of open line coming up, and then we'll be getting you into an update with Dr. Craig Carell from USD 445. It's coming up here on the Mighty 690.